Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I have served as host for the Cabinet Secretary's holiday luncheon for more than 20 years. And at this year's luncheon, we hosted 52 cabinet members spanning the years, from Gerald Ford Cabinet to George W. Bush Cabinet. The history of this prestigious event started with six of us from the Reagan Cabinet, including Vice President Bush. And we had lunch at the Madison Hotel in 1981. As time has passed, we decided to invite all cabinet members, current and past. And the nonpartisan event has grown in recent years. We held it this year at the Blair House. The Blair House is right next to the White House. And just for fun, the attendees are asked to make predictions. And some are serious and some not so serious. I reminded everyone of some of the predictions from the year before. As an example, in 2007, Clayton Yeider predicted that a third-party candidate would run in the presidential election and win. Well, you know, Obama won, and he's not a third party. And I might add, no one predicted Obama to win at all. Sam Bodman predicted fuel costs would rise to $140 per barrel. He must have a pretty good crystal ball. If I'd believed that, I would have booked my fuel. Next year, we'll be judging this year's predictions. Secretary Chertoff predicted the Dow to go to 10,000. Civiletti said it would go to 6,000. Well, I hope Chertoff's right. Ag Secretary Johann said in 2009, gasoline will be down to $1 per gallon in some places. Well, it seems we're headed in that direction right now. My prediction, I said, that the Obama administration would normalize relations with Cuba. And we should have done that years ago. These are just some examples of the many predictions. We had four former secretaries of agriculture in attendance: Glickman, Veneman, Johannes, and yours truly. 52 cabinet members in total made it a record turnout. Maybe that's because in these tough economic times, a free lunch draws a crowd. Anyway, Happy New Year. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.